I think it probably oversimplifies the region to say that, you know, there was this one major fracture point before, and now there's a different major fracture point. I think that at almost any point, we could sort of substantially complicate that picture of the region. Certainly now, you know, you've got Iran that has got some partnerships with Sunni actors in Afghanistan. You've got Shia actors in Iraq, some of whom are more and less aligned with Iran's interests. So I don't think it's a totally straightforward Sunni-Shia split. The other thing I think is that U.S. partners in the region, U.S. Arab partners in the region, have an extremely complicated set of perspectives on this problem, right? They wanted President Obama to take a harder line with Iran. I don't think they actually want the United States and Iran in a state of certainly war or even a state of kind of perfect permanent crisis or conflict. I think they know that they would suffer most from that state of affairs. And that's why you see that as the Trump administration has kind of ramped up some of these tensions, the Emiratis and to a lesser extent the Saudis have been looking for ways to back channel and reach out to Iran, sometimes front channel in the case of the Emiratis, in order to bring the tensions down a little bit. So I don't think that people in the region are looking for kind of a new Shia-Sunni Cold War, certainly not a hot war.